cost a quarter.
Believe it.
No dial tone. Do you believe that?
I believe it.
I hate the phone company.
Companies.
I know, and who told them that they could split up like that? I don't even know who to call when my phone breaks.
Nobody does.
And that new long-distance phone company that you joined.
We're saving 30% on long distance.
I know, but all the numbers that you have to remember. It'd be easier to go by mail.
The U.S. mail? Think again.
Have you got a quarter? This one swallowed mine.
No change, just tokens.
Tokens, 90 cents. Back up.
I can't believe you did that.
You gotta believe.
What president wears glasses on Mount Rushmore?
Dwight Eisenhower.
Wrong. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Wrong. Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, I meant him.
You always say that.
Well, gang,
how do I look?
Gorgeous. Don't get the dress dirty. I want to wear it when I grow up.
Dibs, my mother, my dress.
Where are you going?
A Spanish restaurant.
Oh, with whom?
A new guy, a lawyer.
Oh, lawyers are good. Pink. Pink is not good.
Come on, water. I'm going to be late. Have you seen this?
Would you just move in? It's been dribbling like that for weeks.
It's too tight.
What are you looking for?
A wrench!
Are you serious?
I'm just gonna give it a few turns.
I
loosen
beg
it
you.
Up a little bit.
Don't do this. I'll call a plumber.
Oh, poo.
Remember the toaster.
No.
Remember the fire.
Electrical's not my thing. This I'm good at.
Kids, build an ark.
What's an ark?
It's where we're gonna be living once Kate floods the apartment.
No, just another turn. Let me see. That'll do it.
Nice. Nice, cool, fresh glass of water, skeptic?
I humbly beg your pardon. I apologize.
Apology accepted. I'm off. Have fun, you guys.
You too. Bring me back some paella.
Okay.
What's paella?
Don't you know anything? What's paella?
How did she do that? That woman is a genius. Ah! Whoa! That woman is a klutz!
Is it a flood, Mom?
I don't think so, sweetie.
What are you gonna do?
Pay the $2 and call a plumber.
There's nothing wrong with the faucet. Now check your pipes and the drain. You got a dog?
No, why?
Well, if you wash them in the sink, there could be a hair clog. You should have a dog.
Why?
You got kids. Kids should have a dog.
Right now, they would prefer a glass of water.
Yes, ma'am.
We're looking at a woman who has gone out on her last date. No more endless small talk, no more smiling until my jaw hurts, no more agreeing and agreeing and being pleasant. I'm going to remain my own disgusting self.
I wouldn't say that.
Thank you. Who did I just thank?
Mr. Bartello is fixing the faucet you fixed.
I love do-it-yourselfers. They're making me a rich man.
Mom!
Coming, Chip! Our pipes may be bad.
Our pipes?
Nothing wrong with your pipes.
Watch it, Buster.
Oh, no. I meant nothing wrong with your pipes. Maybe the pressure's low. Take me to your boiler.
This way.
You know, I agree with you on dating. It's the pits. I mean, I hate it. You try and you try. Dinner after dinner. And what does it get you? 5 pounds fatter and 50 bucks poorer.
Here it is.
Oh, wow. I had one of these on the Mayflower. Oh, boy.
What?
A spider web.
So?
I have a thing about spiders.
It's an empty web. He probably moved out.
You can't be too sure.
Yeah, there's a little sign, for rent.
Look, you don't understand. When I was a kid, one of my friends at camp opened a bottle of spiders in my bed. Ever since then, I can't be alone in a room with one.
Well, you're not alone. I'm here.
You don't mind spiders?
Well, no. Depends on the brand. Black widows, yes. Daddy long legs, no.
Please, I'm getting nauseous.
You really have a phobia, don't you?
Lady, I don't even go on double dates because there'll be 8 legs along. Oh, you touched it.
Fix the boiler. I'll keep a lookout.
Okay. At the first sound of 8 footsteps, you let me know.
Just kidding.
That's cute. So, what do you do besides scare people?
Oh, I'm a travel agent.
Oh, great. Free weekends in Europe, huh?
Well, yeah, except that my daughter takes guitar lessons on the weekend.
Divorced?
Who isn't?
Me, I'm single.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Just relax.
It's back, isn't it?
It's very small.
Oh, are you kidding me? I saw that web. It must be as big as a car.
A compact.
Where are you going? Don't leave me alone.
I'm going to get a cup so I can pick it up and put it outside.
Don't put it outside. It'll get back in.
How? It doesn't have a key to the building.
Kill it.
Spiders eat mosquitoes. They're our friends.
If you ever want water again, you'd better kill it. Is it dead?
Are you kidding?
Where is it?
There. There. And there.
Oh. You saved my life.
My mother told me that people who live alone get strange.
I don't live alone.
You're still strange.
I have a Great Dane.
In Manhattan?
No, Brooklyn. Well, the house. Big basement, backyard, all the amenities.
Is this going to be expensive?
Oh, you bet. I'm thinking of putting in a sauna.
Great.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Get me a beer and I'll show some mercy. If it's imported, I'll charge you day rates.
We're both in luck. Milwaukee just seceded from the nation.
Another thing. Why don't women eat on a first date? They just pick at their food like they're ashamed to swallow.
Oh, that's simple. That's so they can leave their mouths free to say, I couldn't agree with you more.
But wouldn't it be great to have a first date third when you know each other better?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, we know each other. We're already ahead of the game. I'll pick you up tomorrow night at 7.
What for?
A first date.
Look, I don't want to go out with you.
Why not? I'm a nice guy.
Well, you heard me. I don't want to date right now. Besides, I don't even know your first name.
Ted, what's yours?
Kate.
Kate, how you doing? I'll pick you up tomorrow night at 7.
No.
Why not?
We don't even know each other.
Come on, we're getting along great here.
Yeah, that's when we were plumber-client, not man-woman.
Oh, that's one thing I didn't know. You're a snob.
I am not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I came over here to set your broken leg, you'd go out with me.
Look, this has nothing to do with the fact that you're a plumber. Some of my richest friends are plumbers.
Yes, so if you knew me better, you'd go out with me?
Maybe. Maybe if you knew me better, you wouldn't ask.
Hmm. Well, let me just check the faucet before I take no for an answer.
You do this kind of thing a lot.
Fix sinks? Yeah, I do it for a living.
Ask strange women out.
No. You believe me?
$42.50. These are day rates?
Well, have dinner with me. Get some of it back.
Good night, Ted.
If we go dancing, you'll be ahead of the game.
Good night, Ted.
A midnight snack? You could afford to break your shower.
Good night, Ted. $42.50. I killed a spider for that man.
How are our pipes?
Oh, our pipes are fine. The plumber's a little bent out of shape.
Why?
Well, he asked me out, and I said no.
He asked you out?
Yeah.
Of all the nerve.
Yeah. He was cute, though. Seriously cute.
Please, a plumber?
What's wrong with going out with a plumber?
Like going out with Ed Norton.
You're a snob.
I am not.
If he was a doctor who came here to set my leg, would you be arguing with me?
You forget I was married to a doctor. I would slap your face.
You're a snob.
I'm a realist.
He's realistically gorgeous.
Agreed. But you're from a totally different class.
Agreed. But he's very sexy.
Agreed.
I'm gonna take a hot bath.
Better make that a cold shower.
Agreed. What is it?
Did the plumber fix the faucet before or after you refused to go out with him? Good morning.
Are you kidding?
Could always use it as a paperweight.
Maybe that guy wasn't a plumber. Maybe he just does this to meet women. I'm gonna give him a call.
I could suggest what you could call him.
Hello, I'd like to leave a message for Ted Bartello. This is Kate McCartland. Our faucet handle fell off without anybody doing anything. Good thing he wasn't a doctor. My leg would have probably fallen off.
Oh, shut up. You want a fork full of coffee?
Here, I'll take this thing upstairs and fill it.
Remember the good old days when plumbers were old and faucets were new?
Fondly. Ted.
Did somebody call for a plumber?
Yeah, but I mean, how did you know?
I got the call in my truck. It's parked right outside.
Yeah, but how did you? Ha ha ha! Did you booby trap my faucet?
Well, you said you'd go out with me if you knew me better. Just giving you a chance to know me better.
That's not funny.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I do too.
Excuse me, Laurel and Hardy. I'd like to have some coffee.
Oh, great. I take mine black. 2 lumps.
Oh, I would love to give you 2 lumps.
Oh, I don't think your friend likes me.
Oh, yeah, she's crazy about you. That's how she shows affection.
Oh, yeah? How do you show it?
Pick me up at 7 and find out.
You got it.
Allie? So, how do I look?
Too dressy.
No, he said to dress up.
How up? Where are you going?
I don't know. Dinner, I guess.
Too dressy.
Are you sure?
The man is a plumber, not a playboy. Wear something simple.
Oh, darn. I want to knock his socks off.
Show him a little consideration. Don't dress beyond his means.
I keep forgetting you're new in town. In New York, there's nobody richer than a plumber. Even brain surgeons come in second. Oh, that's Ted. Will you go down and talk to him while I change and be nice, huh?
Why all this fuss over someone you hardly know?
Allie, he's afraid of spiders.
I've lived here too long.
Why?
That made perfect sense.
What magazine paid Ernest Hemingway $15 per word to write an article on bullfighting?
Who's Ernest Hemingway?
Sports Illustrated. Right.
Doesn't anyone know how to answer the door around here?
What's a pugilist?
A boxer.
Hey, you're not playing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on in, Ted.
Thanks.
This is Jenny and Chip. They're mine. And Emma, she's Kate's. You want some coffee?
That long?
That long.
Oh. Hi, where do I know you from?
Oh, I was here last night. I fixed the faucet.
Oh, yeah. Is it broken again?
No, I have a date with Kate.
No kidding. How come? Chip, how come?
I like your mother.
Don't you like my mother?
Feel free to ignore him. We do.
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
I underdressed.
Well, just a little. I got tickets to a play.
Oh, really? What play?
The Path of Mankind.
Oh, the Russian play. That's very avant-garde, isn't it?
Isn't that the one they translated from Serbo-Croatian blank verse?
That's the one.
You sure you want to go to that?
Don't you?
No, sure. I just thought that...
That I'd rather go bowling.
That anyone would rather go bowling.
Listen, if you don't want to go, it's okay.
No, I want to. I'll go change.
No, we don't have to.
Look, I want to.
You sure?
Will you tell him, Aunt Allie?
Oh, hey, next to Swahili Passion Play, she likes Serbo-Croatian blank verse best. Half the time she talks in it.
See, Allie, would you come help me change? Kids, will you entertain Ted?
Here's 2 lumps.
Oh, thank you.
How come you like her mother and not mine?
Thanks for the wardrobe advice, kid.
How was I supposed to know he'd clean up like that?
Like what?
You know, that.
He's pretty cute, isn't he?
Yeah, but you know something? So are you. You should see your face. You look as though you're going on your first date.
I haven't been this excited about a date in so long.
Jealous.
Why? He's only a plumber.
Yeah, but in a suit, everybody's a lawyer.
Are you really jealous?
Yeah. But then again, I don't have to sit through that play.
You know, I like it. Mm. I think the idea of death being played by a blind child is bizarre.
Yeah.
And the 3 talking goats are marvelous.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a Greek chorus.
Oh, yeah. Where do you want to eat?
Anywhere's fine.
Anywhere but the Russian tea room. You want some wine?
Sure. I take it you don't like the play.
Well, let me put it this way. The only entertainment in the world was this play.
And watching my toenails grow, I'd be wearing sandals.
You want to go? We don't have to stay for the second act.
No, you're enjoying it.
No, but I don't really care for her.
No, Kate, we're staying.
Oh, all right. You know, there's another way to look at it. You know, you could think of the play as a metaphor for life. Mm-hmm. The scene by the lake is life in the womb, and then the scene on the mountaintop is birth.
Kate, I get it. I just think it's garbage.
Well, if you open your mind up, you might like it.
My mind doesn't open that wide. My mouth does, however, when I'm yawning.
Two white wines, please.
Red?
Of course. One red, one white.
Ted, can I ask you something? Do you take all your dates to plays like this?
Nope. It's usually musicals.
Well, why me?
You're special. You're educated, smart.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not that educated, and I'm not that smart.
I'll say you like this play.
Well, maybe you would, too, you know, if you gave yourself a chance.
Me? No way. You forget I'm only a plumber. You know, the guy who you thought was going to take you bowling?
Well, I never thought that.
You dressed for it.
That was Allie's idea.
Figures.
Is that what's bugging you, that I didn't dress up enough?
Nothing's bugging me.
Yes, there is. You've been down all evening. Come on, tell me the truth, Ted.
Okay. If I'm down, it's because you put me down.
Me? How?
By dressing the way you did. By thinking you had to explain this piece of junk to me. By going into terminal shock when I told you I had the tickets in the first place.
God, I'm sorry. I never meant that.
Well, let's just chalk it up to insensitivity.
Okay. I'll admit to being a little insensitive if you'll admit that you have a chip on your shoulder.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder.
Yes, you do. You think that everything I say is because you're a plumber.
Well, isn't it?
No, I'm this insensitive with everybody. These are jokes, folks.
Face it, Kate, you look down on me.
I do not.
You do. I've met the type before.
I'm no type. I'm Kate, remember?
You think that a man that works with his hands is beneath you.
Don't tell me what I think, okay?
Listen, if it weren't for guys like me, women like you wouldn't have the water to make the ice to chill the champagne.
Who are you talking about? That's not me.
What's the matter? The truth hurts?
I wouldn't know. I haven't heard any lately.
Yeah, well, excuse maybe me. You haven't been listening.
Well, maybe I've been listening too well. Look, Ted, I don't look down on you. You do.
What is that? Travel agent psychology?
Right, and I'm only a travel agent. It's going to take a weightlifter to get that chip off your shoulder. Excuse me, but I don't think I'm the girl for you. Excuse me. Thank you.
She didn't like the play.
I know I'm sublimating. But there's no one here to see me, and that's why I'm sublimating. Hey, you're home early. Where's Ted?
I hate to admit this, but you were absolutely right.
I was. Great. About what?
Me and Ted.
What happened?
Oh, we had a fight.
You want some cake?
Oh, why not? Didn't have time for any dinner.
You had a fight already? You were only gone an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, he started without me. He had this thing in his mind that I looked down on him.
Aha! You see?
See what?
Even he knew it was a mismatch.
But it's not a mismatch. He's so defensive and argumentative. He stood there in the lobby and just accused me of all sorts of things.
Okay, okay, relax. It's over. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
He's so rude and so defensive and so gorgeous.
How did gorgeous get in there?
I can't help it. I kept standing there looking at him, arguing with me and thinking how cute he is when he's mad.
Kate?
What is this? You have an insult left over?
I came to apologize for being defensive. And to give you a chance to apologize for being insensitive.
I'm not insensitive.
Well, then I am not defensive. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Get your coat.
What for?
I asked you to dinner. You said yes, so I'm taking you to dinner.
Maybe I don't want to have dinner with you.
Well, what's the matter? You think I'll embarrass you with my table manners?
There you go again.
All right. You'll analyze me over dinner. How have you been, Allie?
Fine.
Get your coat already.
Allie, tell this man to go away.
Go away! Oh.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do, don't I?
You're the rudest man I ever met.
Right, and I'm crazy about you, too. Come on, get your coat. Allie, it's so nice seeing you again. Let's double sometime.
Fine. You know somebody a little less tempestuous?
You know, you're a child, and we already have three children in this house, and that's enough.
Wait a minute. Do you know somebody?
You know, actually, you might like my friend Rick. He's very easygoing.
Really?
You jump on everything I say.
I just want a woman who'll look up to me no matter what kind of fool I make of myself.
You just want a woman who has to look up to you because she's at your feet.
What's he do?
He's an architect. We are going to a French restaurant, and don't translate the menu for me, huh?
I'm not insensitive.
I'm not defensive.
Good night, you two.
Night, Allie.
Oh, Ted, don't worry about her insensitivity. You'll get used to it. I did. And Kate, you'll change him. How tall is he?
Tall.
Ooh, a tall architect. You are being replaced.
I just think talking to the waiter in French is pretentious.
You think that eating with a knife and a fork is pretentious.
Will you admit it? You're stuck up.
Well, just admit that you're an animal.
All right, stop. Stop the fight for a
Why?
Minute.
Why?
I
want to
say something.
What do you want to say?
This.
I didn't hear you.
Kate, how'd it go? Oh, it's still going. Okay, bye.
What's new?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Do you two want me to go someplace? Like Massachusetts?
No, it's your house. Besides, I think you ought to get used to seeing me around. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
Whatever gave you that idea? Could you bring her back to Earth for 1 minute? Kate, where is my red sweater?
Oh, Allie, I left it at the office. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
You know, they say bells are supposed to go off, but I never actually heard them.
It's my beeper.
He has a beeper.
Can I work on the assumption that we can get our tub fixed?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on my way. Come on, let's get going. We got an emergency uptown. Broken pump.
You want me to go with you?
Well, hey, you're my assistant plumber, aren't you?
Assistant plumber. Isn't this going a little bit too far?
You said that we should be from the same class. You never said which one.
Kate?
Yeah.
Hurry up.
I hope you know this is purely physical.
I'm counting on it.
You're back.
Oh, you're up. I thought you'd be sleeping.
I was.
You waited up for me.
Thanks, Mom.
How'd it go?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You played nice? No fighting?
A little.
Just Reagan, foreign policy, women's lib in the movies.
You sure this relationship is worth it?
I'm sure.
Chip, what are you doing up in the middle of the night?
It's not the middle of the night. It's 6:45.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.